I've got a card here, which is for my sister. It's her birthday on Sunday.
Technically, if it went today, there is a chance that it could be delivered on Saturday, but there's absolutely no guarantee. We would be able to get it to her tomorrow outside of the postal service.
And that's why Post and Packing Warehouse are proving popular. As well as Royal Mail, they're using other delivery companies to get post out to people. Sam Anderson runs the business with her father.
We can get second-class post out cheaper than the standard Royal Mail rate. We can do that really just by using large companies, for example, like CityLink or TNT Post, who can offer discounts because they are driving through large volumes with Royal Mail. So because we are doing those volumes, we can then get a discount which we then pass on to our customer.
Post and Packing Warehouse was thought up by Sam's dad, Mike Anderson. Working most of his life manufacturing items for the postal industry, he spotted an opportunity.
It was pretty evident that the amount of mail that was going to get shipped was reduced with all the things like electronic communication. However, there were increasing areas where people were setting up their own business. It seemed to me that there was an opportunity with eBay particularly. It was very easy for us to say, OK, well, let us have your stock and you carry on making your company successful.
There's three key points to an internet retailing business. The first one is you have to be competitively priced. The second one is that you have to have an easy website to use that instills confidence in the customers to actually place the order. And finally, very importantly, you've got to get the goods to them quickly and reliably.
Caroline Harvey from Wartingbury runs her own internet business called Household Innovations.
With the recent postal strike, I'm losing a lot of business, so I decided to switch over to a courier delivery service to make sure my customers actually get the goods they order. I decided to use Post and Packin because I was doing it all myself, and it was very time-consuming, as you can imagine. They allow me to offer my customers a far broader method of delivery options and also a better pricing structure that I can forward on to the customer.
What does Caroline think of the postal strikes, and will she go back to using Royal Mail once they're over?
There are going to be loads of businesses like myself and a lot larger ones that are making the switch. So I'm actually wondering what is the future of Royal Mail now because of these strikes. Now, to be perfectly honest, I don't think I will switch back to Royal Mail. I will maintain using the courier service because then, you know, I know the goods are going to get there and the customers are going to be happy.
So, with Post and Packing Warehouse's success in mind, does Mike have any thoughts on the postal service and the problems it's currently facing?
I think that people who have been employed by the post office and Royal Mail for a long time, almost everybody in the world resists change, and change has to happen. And if they don't change, then you're going to end up like the mining industry. The pendulum always swings, but right now, it needs change.